Page 149.
We want to say welcome to everybody to the Lord's house this morning, and we appreciate this beautiful day God's given us and this opportunity to come together and worship. We appreciate Sunday school this morning, and I was given a card by Brother Steve Gossard. He said Sister Dara wanted the church to know this, and so I just want to share that starting out this morning. It says, "We don't have the words to express all the love and kindness you showed our family during the time for the funeral service," and that's for Sister Lois, of course. "It's the funeral service was from heaven, sent from beginning to end. Mom wanted the choir to sing like Sunday morning and the gospel to go out, and this surely happened. It would have surpassed Mom's expectations. The Lord always amazes us. The ladies outdid themselves with the dinner. It was wonderful. We appreciate every prayer and thought. We are so thankful for our church, the family of Lois Phillips." And so I think that's wonderful. And just, I'm going to say another word or two, and in a moment we'll have prayer. Thank God, Lord willing, we're going to have baptizing this morning. And so we're excited about baptizing. We appreciate what baptizing means. And I'll say more about that when I get back up. But after we say a prayer, we'll turn over to the choir and let them sing. And then when I get back up, we'll have people come and get ready for the baptizing. I want everybody to pray. And pray for this service. We thank God for our visitors. Just blessed me to see the folks come in to be with us to visit us this morning. Just such a blessing. Good to have everybody here this morning. And we want to just follow and obey the Lord and do everything God have us to do. If you'd like to stand with me, we'll have a moment of prayer. As we pray, precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your tender mercies and loving kindness. God, we thank you for your saving grace. We thank you, God, for letting us be here this morning. We thank you for Sunday school. We thank you for the baptizing. God, we pray that you just bless this service. God, just use it and bless it. And God, we pray that you'd speak to people's hearts this morning and help us to be in the center of your will. God, we ask these things in Jesus' name and amen. You may be seated. We'll turn over to the choir.
Page 149.
Save me.
Say we thank God for being here this morning. I have a scripture come on my mind in the third chapter of the book of Matthew, and this is John the Baptist speaking. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And that illustrates and makes the point. There's a difference and the Holy Ghost and fire baptism, that's what happens when you get saved.
Right.
And this water baptism that we do, that's the same kind of baptism that John the Baptist was doing. And it's a testimony outwardly about what God has done in your life inwardly. And so I'm glad that when I was 12 years old, I'm glad I got saved. I got baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire.
Right.
And I'm glad that then after that, I followed Jesus and I got baptized in the water and became a member of the church. And so we're thankful for folks that get saved, absolutely. And then again, we're thankful for those who get saved, who follow Jesus in baptism and live for the Lord. And thank God for that. So we want to say to family and friends that are here for the baptizing, we want to invite you to come sit in the front if you will, if you'd like to. That's up to you for doing that. But those that are going to get baptized today, we'd like to ask you to go ahead and come, and we'll get ready, and I'll go get ready. We'll get ready for baptizing, and we'll turn the service back over to the choir.
Here I stand beside this chilling water, praying for my final call.
By the river,
looking beyond. Looking toward the land of faithless fury, where no surges rise and fall.
Standing by the river,
looking beyond.
Any of the folks that had committed to getting baptized are here. If anybody got here late and didn't hear that we were getting ready to go back there, and I was looking across the crowd, don't see anybody. But if anybody's here that had gotten saved and joined for baptism, it's here, you're still welcome to come. Otherwise, of course, we can't have a baptizing without people to baptize. And so we'll just turn back over to the choir and let them sing, and we'll go on from here and just really pray. Go ahead.
Page 40.
Cast my every care on.
time, we'll have our choir come down and we'll turn it back over to our pastor.
Thankful to be here this morning. Thankful for my church. And I really mean that, and I really mean it's good to be here. My cup's already overflowing just being in the Lord's house. I didn't know if I'd share this or when I'd share this, but I feel like sharing just a little bit here this morning. I was thinking this week over this scripture, and it's one of my favorites. And there's a little story that goes with it. You just pray for me real quick. And back in the springtime when the tornadoes were real heavy in the area, one of them came on a Tuesday night. And I have golf league on Tuesday nights when some of you fellas are there with me. And we had a storm come up, and I hurried up and got home. And as I got home, Hudson was crying, and Cassandra was in the other room, and they were in the hallway and trying to stay safe. And Hudson came running up to me, and he said, "Daddy, I'm scared." And I took him outside, and I grabbed him by the hand, and I showed him, and the wind was just blowing, and the rain was falling, and the sirens were going off, and he could feel his hand just tighten around my hand. And I said, "Buddy, I know it's scary," and I pointed off in the distance. I said, "But you see the sun out there?" I said, "It's on its way. It'll be here soon. Just hold on, buddy." And there's this scripture here. I talk about it a lot. It's in the 30th chapter of Psalms. It says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but my joy cometh in the morning." I'm thankful this morning that no matter how dark the night might get, how bad the storms may be, that my joy cometh in the morning. I'm glad that I can come here to this church and I can feel that joy just flow throughout the pews. It's good to be here today. I'm thankful for my church. I'm thankful how she prayed for our family this week. We'll ask this time, if everyone will, please stand to your feet. We'll ask if anyone has an unspoken prayer request. Hands all over the house. Lots to pray for today. Anybody have a spoken prayer request? Yeah. Yeah, just remember that. Just remember that. Anybody else this morning? Really remember there were some people at that funeral I have a burden for. Reminds me of Sean's song. I believe something got a hold of him that day, and I'd really like you to pray for him. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's pray for him.
I went to church to pray for my oldest brother's family. He lives in a little up in Knox County, Indiana. He by South Bend. He drove a truck for a living. and he's about 77 years old. On Thursday afternoon, he was driving, and he slumped over the wheel with a heart attack. And he died at the scene. He actually drove into a Texas roadhouse. Luckily, nobody else died. Nobody else got hurt. But I've seen the church's prayers do wonderful things.
Yeah. Help him not.
But his wife has cancer real bad, and she's not long for this world, I don't believe. But I'd really like your prayers for him. I mean, I don't know about anybody else here, but I'm trying. But every family's got glue, you know what I mean? Somebody's the glue in that family. And that was him. He was the glue for his kids. And he had lost his son a couple years ago, and he just lost a daughter not too long ago. So his life wasn't easy. So, you know, I'd ask you to pray for his family, because I know you guys can do wonderful things by praying. So please, remember him.
Let's really lift up that family, church. Appreciate that. Anybody else have anything? Yeah. There's a whole lot to pray for this morning, and I don't mean this to be offensive to anybody, but the most important thing we can pray for this morning is this service, and that the gospel will go out, and we'll have conviction, and we'll get to see our lost people get saved. So let's really, really remember this service, remember our pastor, and remember our lost people. Yeah.
And remember what Brother Jeremy said, just keep praying. And I think a couple of our baptismal candidates have gotten here, so
good.
We'll just do that at the end of the service. You know, we used to do all our baptizing at the end of the service, and we kind of started doing it at the first, but we'll go ahead and have church, and at the end of the service, we'll do our baptizing.
It's good.
And but really pray for this service in its entirety.
Yeah.
Pray that God would speak to the hearts of those that are lost.
Yep.
And also pray for the baptizing.
That's good. Yep. Appreciate that. Nobody else has anything. Let's really pray. Let's remember that. Anybody else this morning? If not, we're going to ask Mike Nichols to lead us in prayer.
Thank you.
We'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart. Let's pray for him, church.
My thoughts were somewhat in the same place as Jeremy's. Just I was reading a little this morning, and I was just talking about grief and how it cannot consume us. And we have such a compassionate God, and he takes good care of us. And things can be so sorrowful sometimes, but I'm thankful that he's there for us. He helps us. So just pray for us while we try to sing this song.
Just the same, there is blood of Jesus could set a man free. Oh, but they just don't know. They just can't see what this blood has done for me. It took a life that was broken, made it whole once again. Took a soul that was brown and set it free. So when the world tries to tell me there's no way this could be, I say, just look what Jesus' blood did for me. It took a poor, lost sinner, made me royalty. And heir am a child of the King. He put a song in my heart, peace this world cannot see. Look what this blood did for me.
Appreciate that testimony. Appreciate those songs. I'm thankful. I know what they're singing about this morning. I know about the joy. I know about the blood. And if you don't know what they're singing about this morning, I really, really pray that you'll find out what they're singing about. Does anybody else quickly have a song or a testimony on your heart before we turn over to our pastor? If not, be much in prayer, church. We'll turn it over to Terry.
Thank the Lord for those good songs and opening up a service. And I thank the Lord. It's good to be here today. I appreciate the spirit I feel. And glad to be in the Lord's house. And if you want to read with me today, you can turn to the book of Hebrews. I'd like to go to the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews. And a few verses there I'd like to read. and just really pray. I've got some folks on my heart this morning, and I know the church has. And Brother Carl told me, we were talking yesterday, he said, I've been praying. He said, the prayer I've been praying is, so this has been on my heart, I've been praying that God, in our regular services, that God would give us a spirit of revival. And he said, I feel like we've been having that. He said, God's been calling so powerful, been so much conviction. God's been speaking to people. And I said, well, Brother Carl, I love that prayer, and I love that God's answering that prayer. And so I pray that today. Okay, in the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews, I want to read verses 8 and 9, and then I want to go down and read from 19 and 20. So, again, Hebrews 10, verse 8. Above when he said sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offerings for sin, thou wouldest not. Neither hadst pleasure therein which are offered by the law. Then said he, and that's talking about the Lord. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first that he may establish the second. And then down here in verse 19, it says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God. And so, well, let me read one more verse. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And so, you Bible readers know, when he's talking about this, your sacrifice and offerings and burnt offerings, thou wouldest not. We read in the Bible, in the Old Testament, back under the law, the priests would go in ever so often and offer burnt offerings as a sacrifice for sin. But now, those offerings never took away any sin. And someone asked me before, said, why would they do that if it wasn't taking away sin? It was a picture pointing to the time when the real sacrifice was going to come. And that real sacrifice, of course, is Jesus. But God, he made a picture of things, and he gave things for people to see and to look at, to help them understand and get a picture of what the real truth and plan of God is. And God gave Moses, when he was up on the mountain, when they'd come out of the land of Egypt, and they was on the way to the promised land, God gave Moses, when he was up on the mountain, he gave him a plan for a tabernacle. And God gave Moses the plan to fix that and build that. The tabernacle, that was like a church, and it was made out of tents, and they carried it with them where they went. And there's a real picture in that. God is always with his people. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. But where we come here, and what maybe the connection in this 20th verse, that where he said, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh. And so we want to preach a little bit about that veil and what it means. That picture that God gave Moses about the tabernacle back there, it was a place, a tent, a worship place. But in that tabernacle, there was two areas. There was an area called the holy place, and there was another area over next to it called the Holy of Holies, the most holy place. And there was a veil in between those two places, and it kept people from going just from one to the other. Nobody could just come in there. Just anybody couldn't come in and go into the most holy place. But I want you to see that when Jesus came and died on the cross, and it said here, hey, he consecrated this for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh. Jesus shed his blood and gave his life and offered his body on Calvary, his body being the veil. And when that took place, God opened up the way into the real holiest of holies. I'm not just talking about that tent now. I'm talking about heaven. And so I want you to get this. When that veil that was there in the temple, when Jesus was offered, of course, that was more than just a tent. They built a real building, a solid building, one out made out of stone and brick, but it also still had the veil in there. Well, when Jesus was offered on Calvary, when he died, the Bible said that veil was ripped in two from the top to the bottom. God is saying, I'm opening up the door. And Jesus said, I'm the door. And I want to preach a little bit about how that temple was constructed. I mentioned there's two areas there, the holy place and the most holy place. Well, in the most holy place, there was an Ark of the Covenant, and there was a mercy seat on that Ark of the Covenant, and there were the two cherubim that, whose wings touched and represents mercy. And God had told Aaron, Moses' brother, he said, I will meet with you there at the mercy seat between the cherubim. He said, I'll meet with you there. Well, listen to me. I want you to know I'm glad that God opened up the door so I could come in through the veil, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. I could come in where the mercy seat sat. But let me preach a little bit about the holy place. There's some points there we need to get to. In the holy place, on the outside of the veil, before you got into the mercy seat, there are two pieces of furniture that I want to talk about. There was a table in there, and the table had shewbread on it, and the priests ate the shewbread. And listen, according to the scripture, they would bake the shewbread according to God's recipe. They would put it on the table, and they would keep it. I don't remember offhand how long they'd keep it, but they kept it there for a while. Normally, if it was just something normal going on, if you kept bread that long, it would be spoiled. But God kept it fresh. And it was even still hot when the priest came in and ate it. I want you to know, he's telling us the bread of life, the bread of God, never goes stale. It never goes bad. And when the priest would eat that shoe bread that was on the table, they had another batch getting ready to put on there. God's table, he keeps bread on it. And I'm telling you what, when you eat that bread, you're next to the veil. When you go through the veil, you get in where the mercy seat's at. I'm telling you what, well, there's another piece of furniture in there besides the table. On the other side of the holy place, next to the holiest of holies, on the other side, still outside of the place where the mercy seat's at, there's another piece of furniture. It's the lamps. There's seven lamps that are in there. And oh, I praise God, it would be dark in that place. There was no windows in there. There would be dark in there. But I'm telling you, the lamps kept the place lit up. And I got another place. I want to read one more verse of scripture to you. This is in the 14th chapter of the book of Leviticus. Listen real careful. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel that they, the children of Israel, command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive, beaten for the light to cause the lamps to burn continually. Boy, there's a whole lot in that. The children of Israel were supposed to bring the oil, the olive oil that was beaten. The olives were beaten to get the oil out of it. I'm telling you what, my Lord, he's the true light, and in him is his people. When he was here, Billy Ray, he said, I'm the light of the world. When he was getting ready to leave here, Roy, he looked around at his church. He said, ye are the light of the world. When God told Moses to tell the children of Israel there, Jay, I want you folks to bring some olive oil in so the lamps can burn continually. Folks, it's up to us to bring the olive oil in. We need to move in the Spirit. We need to come with our lamps full and our lights shining bright. And so listen, go with me here. There's a picture in this. I think you can see it adding up. When you come into the temple and you look in the holy place, and you look on the one side, there's a table with shewbread on it. And you can see it because the lamp over here on the other side is all lit up, shining with the pure olive oil. And when you see that, you can see the veil that covers up the holiest of holies. And when you look past the law and you look into Jesus, who is the real veil,
He opened up the door. He lets us into the holiest of holies. Where is that preacher? That's heaven in my soul. Praise God. That's enough preaching. Get us a song ready. Somebody needs to come to Jesus today. Listen, if you're not safe, you need to come with boldness to the throne of grace. Come in through the blood of Christ. That's what it said. Enter in. Go ahead and stand. Enter in through the shed blood of Christ. Come into the holiest of holies. Be born again. And listen, two things. If you're lost, get saved today. And if you're saved, let your light shine. Whatever you need is, while we sing, you come to Jesus. Please come. Please come while the Lord's calling. Well, I feel Him here powerful this morning. Please come. Obey the Lord. Would you come right now? Come on. Come on right now. Let God have His way in your life. Let God enrich you. And let God use you to help somebody else. Come to Jesus. Obey the Lord. Let God have His way. Please come. Come on. Do you know? Do you know? Do you know my Jesus? Come on. Obey the Lord. Do you know Him? Praise God if you know Him. And praise God, you can know Him if you don't. Praise God. Obey the Lord. Please. Please obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord. Amen. Come on up here with me. Bless her, Lord. Bless her heart. Appreciate Sister Shirley. We just want to praise the Lord for you and thank the Lord for you.
I want to be here.
Amen.
And I want to be going to this church.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
But let me tell you, I go to Obervine. I live in there.
Yeah.
But so when I can get here, I'll be here.
Amen.
But I got the radio and the TV that
Amen.
I can pick up. So.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for Sister Shirley. And she and I have talked quite a bit. She got saved and baptized a few years ago. And then there was a space of time when she wasn't with us and she was away. And she said, she missed it. And she said, I want to come back. And she said, I want to be a member of this church. And so she's always been a member of this church. But she wanted to be a member in good standing and in good fellowship. And she wanted everybody to know how much you loved the church, didn't you? And she just expressed that real good. And she and I talked about that. And she just expressed it to you, I think, just wonderfully. And we praise the Lord for Sister Shirley. We appreciate this young man, too. I appreciate Brother Mark. And
tell you, my oldest son is here, too.
Oh, that's fantastic.
From Illinois.
Well, I appreciate that. We thank the Lord for that. Tell you what I think we'll do. We're going to have a baptizing, and so we'll have some people to shake hands with then. And when we have that handshake after the baptizing, if you will, we want you to participate in that handshake because we want to all shake hands with you and welcome you back into our fellowship, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank the Lord for you.
Thank
appreciate
you.
That. That's wonderful. Praise the Lord. And I want to say this, and we want just maybe one more verse right now. I believe somebody else needs to make a move right now. Listen, if you're here and you're saved and you want to join this church, the door's open, please obey the Lord. You know, we wrestle with things and we wrestle with things, but in the final analysis, the only way our heart's satisfied and our life is what it needs to be is when we follow God. So if you're lost, if you're out of fellowship, you still can come. Those invitations are still open. But if you're here and you need to join church, we offer you that opportunity while we sing. Please come. Please come. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Do what you need to do for Jesus. Do what you need to do for Jesus. Please obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord. Please come. Please come. If you'll let God help you, you can do whatever you need to. Obey the Lord. I feel like we've gone far enough in invitation, and now if God's still inviting you, you still come, whether I'm making the invitation or not. But I'd like the brothers that are here for the baptizing, to be baptized. I want you to come and get ready. And if there's any that I've missed, I know we had some others that were going to be baptized, but I think just those two are here, and we're glad you're here. Just go in this room over here, and we'll go ahead and get ready. And while the church is singing, we'll let them sing while we're getting ready for the baptizing. While the church is singing, obviously, you're welcome to come to the altar if you need to. Just obey the Lord. Just let God have his way in your life and whatever you need to do. And like I said again, after that we have the baptism, we'll come back out here and we'll get Sister Shirley to come up and we'll shake hands with her while we shake hands with our two brothers. Now, if there's any family and special friends that are here, we'd like to invite you, if you will, to come sit in the front. You can see the baptizing better. And we'll go from there. Did Brother Bob come up? Okay. Yeah, it's time for the baptizing. Just bring him on up, if you would. All right, go ahead. Glad you're back. Glad. Thank you.
feels good.
Yep, it did. Stand on over this way. I want to go over a little farther.
Just this way and just sit right down.
Yeah, there you'll be all right.
Sit down?
Yeah, you can sit down on that little seat there. I'll be fine.
All right.
Just sit there for just a minute. Keep praying. We appreciate these brothers. Yeah, he's taking them off. Appreciate these brothers getting baptized. Just keep praying. Thank the Lord for them. In obedience to the command of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and upon a profession of his faith in him, we baptize this our brother in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Appreciate this, brother. Keep praying. In obedience to the command of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, upon a profession of his faith in him, we baptize this our brother in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Appreciate that. We want the two brothers we just baptized to come here, and we want Sister Shirley to come. And any of the family members that would like to stand with these folks or good close friends, you're welcome to stand by them while they shake hands if you'd like to do that. Just any and all of you that'd like to come, please do that, and we'll wait till they get up here and go ahead and come on. And we'll give just a minute for Sister Shirley to get up here too. And I appreciate everybody that's here. You can just stand down here. We'll ask everybody to stand, and while we sing, those that will come around and shake hands.
Glory land, glory land.
We thank the Lord for these folks. Thank God for his blessings this morning. In just a little bit, we'll turn over for announcements. But I'm going to say right now, glad to have every visitor, and I won't be able to name everybody, but among those visitors, we're glad to have Sister June Golden with us. And among those visitors, we're glad to have Travis and Kristen Jones and their new baby with us. And now, I'm going to turn over in just a minute for announcements. And after the announcements, we'll get everybody to stand. I'm going to have Travis pray and dismiss them. But right now, you fellas can go sit down. And, we'll turn over. We'll go ahead and turn over for the announcements.
Today is our scheduled youth group day, and instead of having it this afternoon, we're actually going to have it tonight. There's an Allen County Fair Parade, and a lot of our youth are participating in that. So we're going to meet up after our evening service, and that is kindergarten and up. We are going to meet out in the fellowship hall, and we are going to hang out until 10:30. We are going to have something from the famous Padroni shop, but I don't think it's going to be pizza. We might do wings, salad, that sort of thing. So bring a snack and a drink to share with your friends. Come on.
I have an announcement for Ladies Club. You all have seen these recipe cards for many months now. We are going to cut off the collection of the recipes. Today is the last day. If you didn't know that, I'll probably still take some on Wednesday. So the next few days, please be done giving the recipes. If you have been thinking about it and have not submitted a recipe, please do that. It's for women, men, children, whoever. We need as many contributors to the recipes as we can get. And if you don't want to handwrite it, that's okay too. We're going to have a combination of handwritten recipes plus typed recipes. If you want my email address because you don't want to print it out, that's okay too. You can get it that way. Please come and see me about how to get your recipe in the book, and we need those ASAP. I'll not be taking any more after Wednesday. 2 weeks from today, the Ladies Club is going to have a small meeting after church, and we're going to meet somewhere up here, maybe back in one of the rooms, just to discuss the publication of the book, and make some decisions about that. So if you are interested in having an input on how the book is published, what it looks like, those types of things, how much it will cost, please write that down. 2 weeks from today, we're going to meet after church. And if you have any questions, let me know. Thanks.
Just have a couple of announcements. One is for LifeWise. There's still some information back there on LifeWise on the podium in the foyer in there. If you would like to get more information about volunteering or donations, you still can out there. And then we have a letter here from East Pineville Missionary Baptist Church. They're requesting our presence for to help in ordaining brothers Dennis Woods and Ron Hyatt as deacons to serve the tables of the church. That's going to be on Saturday, August 24th. They're asking the ordainment to meet at 12:30 p.m. and the service will begin at 1. Dinner will begin immediately after in the fellowship hall. Everyone is welcome.
Got two more quick announcements I want to make. Brian Holt, pastor of Hebron Baptist Church, sent me a message. He said, I want to invite everybody to come to be with us in our revival and homecoming. The revival service is starting Friday, the 16th of this month. That'll be at 7 o'clock with Brother Mel King preaching. And on Saturday night, the service is going to start at 6 o'clock. And then Sunday, the 18th, that'll be their homecoming. And that service will start at 11:30. And preaching all those services is Brother Mel King. So please remember them. Also, this coming Sunday, the 18th, is homecoming at Lakeside Missionary Baptist Church, where Brother Larry Head's the pastor. And so pray for those services. And pray for our service tonight. Pray for our service Wednesday night. Anything else? If not, we'll ask you all to stand. We'll ask Brother Travis to pray a dismissal.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for another opportunity to be in your house. We're thankful for everything that you've done for us. God, we want to thank you once again for the message that you gave Brother Terry, and we're thankful for the words that he spoke. And God, most of all, we're thankful for the sacrifice that you made by giving your son on Calvary and how he was able to forgive our sin, past, present, and future. God, I just pray, Lord, that you would help us to center our hearts and our minds and your will as we go along our way and our separate ways today, that we can still gather ourselves and think about you today and give honor to you in everything that we do. But God, we thank you for Lima Church. We thank you for the prayers that they prayed for our family and for all the other families that are gathered here today. And God, we want to thank you for our new brothers in Christ that gathered here as well, that we just baptized, and pray, Lord, that you put a hedge of protection around them and give them strength and encouragement to continue to follow you in their daily walk. And all these things we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.